Dear brothers and sisters, I believe all of us are excited because the new year is finally here. I believe all of us will agree with me that, you know, it's always refreshing when we step into a new year. It gives us opportunities to set goals, to desire the things that we want to achieve our lives. You know, New Year is a wonderful moment for many of us, right, to just help us to renew our faith and also the love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I want to spend some time just looking at Zechariah chapter 4, verses 6 to 10. Very powerful passage, interesting passage that God reminds through the prophet Zechariah. And I've entitled it as, "Not by might, but by my spirit." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that it's all because of your grace and mercy that we are able to step into this new year. We know, Lord, that the one who's faithful is always with us. You're the author and finisher of our faith. And so, Lord, we pray that we will continue to live a life of faith. And help us, Lord, to press on. Press on towards the goal. And we thank you that we are not alone. In Jesus' most wonderful and loving name we pray. Amen. I believe each and every one of us would have heard, maybe throughout this week, someone coming and asking us this question: "Have you made your New Year resolution? What is your New Year resolution?" You know, sometimes we struggle, or sometimes we say, you know, "This is my New Year resolution." You know, throughout these days, you will tend to see in the social media and also in many news outlets, you know, stories about people who are known in this world about their New Year resolutions. And many of them would have different kinds of expectations in their life. And so, a new year gives us opportunity to make some kind of decision. It helps us to set goals. Some of us will have a motto in our life. Some of us will have an inspirational person to help us, to lead us throughout this life. Or some of us will say, you know, I have an inspirational verse that is going to guide me throughout this year. Or some of us will say, you know, I have a verse that I've been just clinging on, a passage from the Bible, a verse from the Bible, and that is going to be my verse. Well, you know, throughout these days, I've been, you know, this word has been just coming to my mind, and I thought I will just share with you because it's a powerful verse. Some of you would know that when you get my emails, you will tend to see this word whenever I sign off my email. And the word goes like this, Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. And it says, and this is the word of God to Zerubbabel: "Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty," or the Lord of hosts. Very powerful word that God gives. God reminds his people, it is only by his spirit. It's only by his help, by his grace, that we are able to do the things. Let's look at the settings of this particular passage, or even in this particular book. You know, it is a time where a group of people have come back from their Babylonian captivity to the promised land. And so they were so excited. They started to rebuild the temple. Together with Zerubbabel, who was the governor, who also worked alongside with Joshua, the high priest. And so as they were working in rebuilding the temple, there were setbacks. There were setbacks that came. There were challenges and various kinds of challenges, not only internal, but even external kinds of challenges. And because of all these, there was a lot of discouragement in their lives. They looked at themselves, they said, you know, we are small, what can we do? And we are poor, we are limited, in our resources, can we restore the temple or Jerusalem, you know, the task that is given to us? And so God comes with a word of encouragement. And so, my friend, you know, throughout these days, you know, we do not know how these days are going to be. We would have started this year strong, and, you know, but we do not know what are the next few months going to be. There will be challenges, there might be setbacks, there might be discouragements, or maybe there might be low in spirit in us. But God reminds us, and I believe God reminds each and every one of us, it's not by might, nor by our power, but it's only by the Spirit of God. And from this particular book, I want to share three watchwords with you. I want to look not in this verse in isolation, but I want to just a better picture of the entire book. So that will help us to see what God wants us to see from this particular word. Firstly, you know, the first watchword that God is informing the people is the word return. The word return. Why? Why was Zerubbabel given this word of encouragement to trust in the might of God, the power of God? Because something has happened. Some discouragement has happened. Or something that God wants them to revisit or re-look at their life. What has happened? And so let's look at chapter 1 of Zechariah. And chapter 1, Zechariah verse 3, it says like this, and in this chapter 1, you know, God was so angry with these people. They started well, and then they gave up because of, you know, setbacks and all that. And so God says this word through this prophet Zechariah. He says, this is what the Lord Almighty says, return to me, declares the Lord Almighty, and I will return to you. Return to me. You know, for a moment I was thinking, they have returned to the promised land. It was their desire. They have been, you know, when they were in Babylonian captivity, they were just longing to be in the land of God, in Jerusalem. But God says, it's not just Jerusalem, but you need to return to me. I brought you back into Jerusalem so that each and every one of you will return to me. That is the reason. That is the purpose. Even though they were in their town, even though they were in Jerusalem, the city of God, but they were still separated from God because of the discouragement, because of challenges, because of their failures of their on their part, my friend. And if you read Haggai, you read Nehemiah, you know, you tend to see that they gave up. They gave up and they started telling themselves, it's too hard for us. It's too hard. We want to be like everybody else. We want to live a life like everybody else, like our neighbors. But God brought them because not only to rebuild the temple, but to return to Him. And I believe, my friend, this is what God wants us to remember throughout this year. In all the things that we do, in all the things that we are involved, you know, am I drawing close to God? Am I doing things that will please God, that will honor Him? James writes it beautifully in James. He says, no, draw near to God and God will draw near to you. And so if we draw further from God, you know, we will lose sight of the presence of God, my friend. And so it's important for us to always ask ourselves, in all the things that we do, does this bring me closer to God? What was happening in Revelation chapter 2, verse 4, about in the church of Ephesus? I think all of us know about the church of Ephesus. You know, they started well. They were involved in good works, you know, wonderful works, but they lost the importance of having the love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Their warmth and zeal for Christ became a bit more lukewarm. God wants to have a relationship with us, my friend, not a mere religion. He wants us to draw closer in everything that we do. And today, we need to ask ourselves, am I drawing near to God? Am I drawing near to God in the things that I'm doing? Is my decision helping me to draw near to God? In the choices that I make each and every day, is it helping me to draw near to God? Am I doing what that Jesus would be doing? Would it please God? Will it honor Him? Will it glorify Him? I think each and every one of us have to ask, including myself, every day, throughout these days, my friend, am I drawing near to God in the things that I'm involved or doing? Am I returning to this Jesus? Am I pleasing Him? The second catchword is an interesting catchword. We tend to see in this particular passage is the word revive. God says, you need to be revived. Why? Because there was something that was happening. If you read verse 10, it says, the two words I want to share, they were discouraged because of two things. In verse 10, it says, who does despise the day of small things? In other words, the day of small things. They looked at their efforts. They looked at, you know, the things that they have involved. They looked back and they said, you know, we did not achieve much. Right? We gave our energy. We gave our resources. You know, this is what we got. And so they were discouraged. They were expecting a different kind of result. But when they looked at the outcome, they felt discouraged. You know, but God wants us to be faithful even in the small things, my friend. We look for rewards, but God wants us to be faithful in the things that is given to us. We need to be faithful. Spurgeon puts it beautifully in his writing. He says, God expects or accepts your little works if they're done in faith in His dear Son. God will give success in your little works. Yes, throughout these months, you know, when we are involved in certain things and we look back, we will feel discouraged because maybe we might expect some kind of a better outcome. But God says, you know, be faithful, even in the small things that you do. And when you do it in My name, for My glory, the Lord sees it, my friend. And that's what God wants us to do. It might be a help to a friend. It might be an involvement in some kind of activities. Maybe we are not acknowledged at the end of the day, but God says, be faithful. Be faithful. Second word, you know, in verse 10, you see the word capstone. A very interesting word. Zechariah is writing, capstone is a very small stone. But it is small, but it's important because it completes the entire building. It completes. You don't notice a capstone, but it helps to, you know, to complete the entire building, my friend. At times, I know we live in an age and time, you know, maybe our efforts are not recognized. Maybe people might not come by and say, you know, thank you for your help. Maybe you have been working behind this thing. It was not noticed by any. But God sees, my friend. And God reminds, not by might nor your power, but when you do it with the Spirit of God, with the help of God, God sees it. When I was working on this particular text, I was just reminded of the great commission that was given to the apostles. Their great commission was a great mandate given to them to evangelize the entire world. Can you imagine? Entire world These ordinary people, and God wanted them to do an extraordinary thing. Yes, they were able to do the extraordinary thing. Why? Because they waited. They waited in the upper room and they were filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God came upon them, and with the influence, with the power of the Holy Spirit, they were able to witness to many, my friend. And today you and I hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ because of that small group of faithful disciples who were faithful in the task that was given to them. As Jesus said, without Him, we can do nothing. Today, we need to ask ourselves, you know, do I just trust my small things that I've done? Or do I just trust in the God who have called me? God wants us to put our trust on Him, and He would continue to guide us, my friend. And so where's our trust today? Do we trust because of the outcome? Or do we say, Lord, I just do because You have called me. And I want to be faithful in the things that is given to me. May God help us continue to, you know, to do the things that God wants us to do. Lastly, the last catchword is the word ready. Some of you might think, are we ready to go? It's the word ready, ready for the coming King. And let's look at chapter 14 of verse 9. You know, chapter 14 is a very rich passage. It's so powerful, you need to read it together with Revelation. You know, chapter 14 is a very interesting because Martin Luther, the great reformer, who was a great theologian, you know, when he was writing his commentary, he stopped at chapter 13. He had difficulties, you know, to write about chapter 14. And so he said these words. He said, here in this chapter, I give up, for I'm not sure what the prophet is talking about. It was so rich. It was speaking about the coming kingdom, that Jesus will come and we are called to be ready. And that's why, you know, Zechariah is not only informing the people, but I believe, you know, this is God's word to us, that you and I are called each and every moment to be ready. Ready for the Lord Jesus Christ. So what does it tell us? It tells us that we need to be like the five virgins. In Matthew chapter 25, where we read, they kept their lamp lit. They were just ready when the groom came. They were just ready to meet, you know, the groom. They were so excited. When he comes, I'll be there with him. Jesus says, a parable in Luke chapter 12. It's about the servants were so alert. They were just ready for the master. It says when they immediately opened the door for the master because they were just ready. In verse 40, it says, no, you must be ready, Jesus says, because the Son of Man will come in an hour when you do not expect Him. It tells us, my friend, that each and every moment that we need to be living a life for Jesus. Our lights, our lamps should be lit. We should be alert. We should be vigilant. Because the Lord is coming. Ever shining for the Lord Jesus Christ. How wonderful it would be when Jesus comes, He will see and tell us these words, how well done thou, good and faithful servant. Enter into my joy. How wonderful if each and every one of us would end our prayers the way John the Apostle ended when he wrote Revelations in chapter 21. He says, come, Lord Jesus. Can you imagine? He says, Lord, come. I'm just ready. Yes, my friend, We do not know how this year is going to be. But one thing the Lord reminds us, it is not our might. It's not our effort. It's not our experiences. It's not our strength. It's only by the power of God, by His Spirit. And so, each and every day, we need to ask, am I returning? Am I returning to God? Am I drawing closer to God? Am I doing the things that is given to me? It might be little, it might be huge. Am I faithful in the task that's given to me? And lastly, am I ready when my King comes to meet Him? Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You, Lord, for the year that You have given us. We are so excited, Father. And we thank You because Your presence has gone ahead. And help us, Lord, to look at Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Help us, Lord, to draw close to You throughout this year. And to be faithful, even in the small things that is given to us. We just want to be recognized only by You and You alone. And help us, Lord, to keep our fire lit, our lamps lit at every moment. Thank You for Your word. In Jesus' most wonderful and loving name we pray. Amen.